Oh, Zanetta said I enjoyed your show on the cooking of the cook. Yeah. She said what I do is I fry liver and onions in olive oil and a little black pepper, marjoram, red pepper powder, maybe some other herbs like thyme. The secret ingredient is raw grated carrot. Wow. Add more olive oil and blend in a food processor. Wow, this is her pate. I guess you could, sure, I never thought about that. You can pretty much add anything. I've been getting some livers, and so I put it out in the fridge to do it, and I haven't made any yet, and I always end up giving it to Doodle. Because they let it sit there for 2 days and say, maybe I'll get some more fresh. There's this place in Austin called Salt and Thyme. They got some wonderful bones. I'll score some bones for Doodle. And they've got different kinds of pâtés there, and they have grass-fed meats, and I bought some there. Man, it's good. Whew, man. That's my favorite way to get liver is pâté. But I want to make some a la Chef Frank. Yeah. Be good too. The kids, whew, man, give it to the kids. They'll like it too. You could put on a little bit of a cracker of some kind. Because kids aren't going to eat liver, usually. Desi writes in, I've been using your organic sulfur and have regained my health. I'm really grateful for having access to this product. Wow. I'm having trouble getting through the ordering process. There's nothing wrong with my credit card, but the system is not processing my order. Well, what's up with that? Okay, I'll get with this lady. And you know, sometimes when that happens, you just want to reboot your computer, and oftentimes it'll work. Make sure that your billing number and your credit card number is the same. If you're going through PayPal, you can use a credit card. There's always a little note that says, don't, not a PayPal member. But let me know. Patrick, what were you talking about? Keeping your teeth stronger by pushing on? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is really cool. And I mentioned it before, but this is something I recommend. I haven't talked to Dr. Ellie about it, but I know it's the bomb. I go every couple months. I'm going to start going every month and just to keep tuned up to a really, really cool chiropractor. Been around about 40 years. He's one of the real old timers, but he's in tune and he's good. I mean, you just kind of like being around the guy, and he's fast and just kind of do little things and just kind of keep you happy. And he can keep my upper cervical, because I was doing that upper cervical work, but I changed it over. The fellow I was doing the upper cervical work really wasn't practicing anymore, so there's another way to do this, but it's important. Anyway, he taught me this thing where you just push on each tooth. I mean, really hard, like. On the top and the bottom, really push down. And you can actually hear, if you're real quiet, you can hear it settling into your jaw more solid. You can hear it. And it'll keep your teeth strong from not falling out to you about 150. It's very powerful. And this is a good thing too. It's gonna help your whole gums and everything too, because you're pushing down. And because we don't chew a lot of really hard stuff, and so it's something very simple you can do. Oh, every couple of days, just, and you can hear it. You can hear it going in there. Isn't it cool? Oh man, we're learning so many fun things that don't cost any money, and I mean, that we just take care of ourselves. So, has anybody else been trying this? Dr. Ellie's protocol. Is Adam going to try it now, Adam? Now that I Adam, did you hear that I had two different gaps? Because you said that you would try it if the pockets decreased. And mine did. Decrease in pockets. Not a lot on the ones and twos. They kind of stayed the same. I had a couple threes that that did it. Well, the challenge with the pocket thing is that she was actually using a different tool this time, which I didn't know till afterwards, and I should have had her redo it with the original one. So some of the pockets are not actually where she had a couple that were one last time that were two now, and I asked her about it. She said, oh, no, that's not right. It's really a one, but I'm using a different tool. Anyway, so the only one that were significant, Adam, because you had asked about this, was in the last tooth. And this was on Monday. Really curious. See, I just had ones and twos, a couple of threes. Never, you know, I was always in really good shape. Just maybe two threes. And both of those threes I had went down from last time. Now that's significant. I had a three in tooth number one. Last time it was 3-1-2. And now it's 1-1-1. She said that one was a 1-1-1. And it was 3-1-2. Tooth number two in March was 2-1-3. No, it's also a 1-1-1. Oh, no, that one's even missing. How'd that happen? But here is the big one. In March, tooth number 15 was 4-3-3 and 7-7-3. That was a problem child. I never could get that one to really kind of probe up. So it was 4-3-3 and 7-7-3. And that changed to 4-1-2 and 4-2-3. How about that? Three threes went to 1-2, and that seven went down to a four. That's the bomb. That's huge. That's huge to me. That's huge to me. And then Monday, when I went to Dr. Nunley, I always had little spirochetes and things running around in my mouth. And last time I was there, I had a spirochetes. I had small gliding rods, large gliding rods, and spinning rods. And these are all forms of spirochetes that burrow into your gum. And they're pretty cool when they do it, where she'll get in there with that little sharp little tool and dig right in that space. You know, that little space in there, that little pocket, even if it's only one, there's just a little space you can dig in there, and she scrapes it. So she's trying to get in there where the bacteria are having a party and mating and making babies. And she did it in four different spots, each quadrant up and down on either side, smears it on a slide, and then Dr. Nunley's got a pretty sophisticated thing to look at these things. So generally I've got 1, 2, 3. I had five different ones last in March. And this time I had, guess what? Zero. Zero. On Dr. Ellie's program. And then, of course, the DNA test that you can see online. You can see the comparison on page 3 of 3 months ago and today. And significant. And the cool thing about it is that the high-risk pathogens went down the most. Look at the difference. And you can see it on the front page. Well, right on Dr. Ellie's show page, you can see a little link. Click here. It'll take you to a PDF. Go to page 3, and you can see the dramatic decrease in the high-risk ones. Percentage-wise, it was the biggest decrease of all of them. Isn't that cool? That's using Closest Crest Anti-Cavity. I know. Listerine, Act, and Xylitol. There you go. Adam said, we all started drinking our urine. The womb's amniotic fluid is mostly pee. The developing fetus drinks and inhales its own urine. No kidding. Nah, did you just make that up? So the amniotic fluid is mostly pee? Whoa. Cool. Have you heard of ladies that take the placenta when their baby is born and they dry it out, they kind of dehydrate it, and then they chop it up and eat that for the first year or so? I knew a lady who wanted to do that, and they were having a kind of a natural birth in the hospital. They have these little natural birthing rooms. And the hospital didn't want to give them their placenta because they said they owned it. I'm cereal. I'm gluten-free cereal. That's not, how's that possible? She had to go and fill out some kind of forms, and she went online and figured out some kind of legal thing to say, I own it, you don't own it. So she got her placenta. I tell you what, boy, you get in the Matrix and they don't want to let you out, do they? That's hilarious. I couldn't believe it when she told me that. So this is not good. My goodness. This is from a story out yesterday. Lab-grown mosquitoes armed with Bacterium Wolbachia pipiens could be the key to killing off insects that often transmit dangerous viruses such as Zika. On November 3rd, the Environmental Protection Agency, the one we love, approved a new approach from the biotech company MosquitoMate. The goal is to destroy populations of wild mosquitoes that could be carrying nasty viruses, according to Nature magazine. Instead of relying on genetic engineering, MosquitoMate infects lab-grown mosquitoes with a common bacteria, it affects mosquitoes, but not animals or humans. Yeah, really? The Wolbachia-infected male mosquitoes, which don't bite, mate with the wild population of female Asian tiger mosquitoes, which do bite. The eggs fertilized by the mosquito mate's male won't hatch because the chromosomes don't form properly due to the effects of the bacterium. Give me a break. Mosquito Mates plans to release the insects this summer, good, in 20 states. What? 20 states in Washington, D.C. Starting with Kentucky, where the company is based. Okay. What are the states? I don't think that's a good idea, do you? It's GMO-free. But I don't think you want to get bit by one of these mosquitoes, which you've got. I don't know, man, these people. Let's Google this bacterium and see what it is. Wolbachia pipiens bacteria that infect a wide range of invertebrate, mainly anthropoids and nematodes. It's one of the most common natural pathogens on Earth. that after the reproductive altered the reproductive system of insects, estimated that more than 18 to 76% of insects are infected by it, including spiders and mosquitoes, flies and nematodes. The bacterium gives various physical characteristics. Creates a detrimental competition against sperm and causes incompatibility of the fertilized eggs, altering reproduction that has caused many scientists to research the biology of infection and their potential. I don't know. It's a parasitic bacteria. Selectively allows females to survive and more likely to reproduce, even in the absence of males. Yeah, I don't understand this, and I don't know if this would be safe to do that or get bit by a mosquito after they release these. I don't like that idea, but maybe it's okay. I want to know what states they put them in. Oh boy. Eat more carrots. Carrots are good for you. I've been on Dr. Ellie's program for a year, but the xylitol makes me feel weird for some reason, and I don't take that. Yes, she said that people that have problems with the xylitol, it's because their leaky gut thing going on. So just do less. Maybe just chew the gum a little bit. That's what she said yesterday on the show, but Adam says the goats do urine therapy. They often pee into their own mouths. So really? Well, it works for me. I mean, I don't know. Previously with chemist, biologist, and nutritionist George Altgelt, we asked him this. And so what do you think about Dr. Seneff's contention that as these glyphosates are in the soil, they bust the sulfur cycle, and that's really detrimental to the body?
It's extremely detrimental. Sulfur is such an important detoxifying agent for the entire body and especially for the liver. You've got to have trace minerals so that the liver can build these compounds that are essential for getting itself cleaned. And that lady who was talking about sulfur, man, play that ad every chance you get, because our foods are so deficient in sulfur, and it is a big deal for the liver to have enough sulfur to make all those compounds that it uses to detoxify itself. Not just sulfur, they're all important, but sulfur is the one that we're so deficient in, and we need sulfur.
Thanks, George. I had some this morning. You might want to give it a try. You can click an order right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. 3 locations, 3 prices delivered. And if you like more than £4 for a discount, email me, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Brandon Amalani of Shen Blossom is a friend of mine, and he sent me a little care package for my birthday. God love him. It was just amazing. I'm going to call him and thank him. And such really cool. We are so blessed to have access to these kinds of things. And people like Brandon and Daniel and the aloe people, you know, just these people that are really into this stuff. Just Nature's Pure Organics fellow, the silver. But Shen Blossom, you can see the ad on our front page. If you click on there, he sent me some black sesame butter for my birthday. OMG. gee, this is like what? It's like, the richest, creamiest, and you want to get a little good little calcium in a natural way. I think this black sesame is like the bomb. Isn't it really high, Adam, I think, in calcium? Another thing I'm doing for my thyroid, Adam, thanks, is I'm doing the orange juice at 9 to 11. What is that, spleen time? 9 to 11 in the morning, spleen pancreas time. I do it after I get off the air because I still got 20 minutes there because of the... Well, I'm close. I should probably just make some and then drink it during the show. Anyway, so Adam says you do some organic orange juice or put the whole orange. That's really, if your thyroid needs a little kick in the giddy up, that'll do that. So I'm doing that too. And then also at night, and last night, I think it was about midnight, I woke up and I had some orange juice with a little half a teaspoonful of that sesame thing. And man, was that good. Wow, it's great. Also put a little sulfur in there. Anyway, Shen Blossom has this Shizandra and goji berry product. Whoa, in Myron glass. And guys, you know, here's a little secret. We talk a great deal about the pine pollen and for testosterone, libido, Mr. Happy south of the border, you know, all the good stuff. Well, this goji berry does a similar kind of effect. I'm not sure the mechanism of it, Adam may know, but, and this is pure goji berry. And so if you want to do that, this is a little gift for yourself for the holidays. If you're going to make some babies or practice. He sent me this too, which I didn't even know he had. He's got all these new things. So he sent me this as a gift. It's called Mend. Man, check out this. Full spectrum turmeric formula, inflammation response, pain management, longevity and overall wellness, roots, resins, and supportive herbs. These are really classic Chinese medicine formulas. Blood sugar detox. Check out these ingredients. These are fun. Yao Hong Su turmeric, ginger root, myrrh resin, frankincense resin, cardamom powder, gentian root, hyoscyamus root, all these little Chinese things I can't even pronounce. Man. Honey and fried licorice. It's important you stay hydrated while using these products. 5 to 7 drops under the tongue. It's good for muscles and pain and cognitive function, digestion. These are the kind of herbs that you can just take more and more stuff of. And he also sent me some of this too, so I'm looking forward to trying this. It's called Amacha Loose Leaf Tea. Is a rare adaptogenic plant that acts like a whole body tonic. Loaded with glyconutrients, minerals, and hormones supportive, this variety of rare tea supports a calm mind, strong body, peaceful spirit. Oh, I'm going to have some of this at night. As far back as 2,500 years ago, ancient Chinese texts referenced unique wild plant that had incredible healing and anti-aging qualities. The plant became known as the Doshan Amachi, or simply Amacha. It appears that Amacha was born to the merging of the intergenius species of green tea bush and a creeping wild cucumber ground. Wow, the rare merging of these two plants became the first Amacha. Oh, they made it. Wow. Isn't that fun? No caffeine, so it works for people who choose to avoid caffeine. You can drink this at night. young leaves. I mean, read some of the stuff on here, and you'll say, man, I want some of this stuff. So this company's really amazing. Shen Blossom. Click on the front page, and just click around and treat yourself to some things like this. Fun. Just give yourself a treat.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.
Sister Rust, where are you now? I met you over Rocky Mountain. Feeling blue, waiting for a last frame to walk through all together. But when you closed your eyes, it was then I realized you were so far away. There was nothing I could do to stop you feeling blue anyway.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
What a great song, man. Fellow's name is not in my consciousness at the moment. But if you're interested, I'll give it to you. Every time I play that, somebody writes, who is that? That's really interesting. Okay, it's Open Phone Friday. It's November 10th. Happy birthday to all you Scorpios out there. My goodness. Adam says we're talking about pee. New urine is a disinfectant. It was used to clean surgical instruments during the last World War. Wow. Old urine is a detergent. The ancient Romans taxed it as a valued commodity. Yeah, I've used old urine, and boy, it gets kind of really gamey. You got to be careful where you store that. Boy, I tell you, it's just, whew, I don't know what's in there that makes it do that. But if you want to really get fun and you live somewhere where you can sit out in the sun and the all together, if you have that luxury, you can let some urine kind of age with, give it some air. Again, you'd want to do this outside because you do it inside and I did it inside one cabinet and the whole cabinet smelled like pee. It was pretty bad. Anyway, and then people have used this. I guess the Romans used to do it too, where they used it as a body rub, and then you sit out in the sun and it detoxifies the body. That's the old stuff. pretty trippy. I always recommend people, if they ask me what's my favorite thing to do in the neti pot, and I do new urine in the neti pot. You can try that if you want to get creative. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
This is Denise from Dallas.
Well, Denise, dear, how are you? It's been a long time.
Really good. I just had to enter this discussion of about the urine. You know, we do have these sayings, and we wonder where they come from. Uh-huh. Well, there's, I'm sure you know this. Somebody who's so poor, they don't have a pot to piss in. I'm sure you've heard that.
Oh, I have, yeah. I don't have a pot to pee in, kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have the pot to piss in, so that's more poor, that's the most poor, because poor people used to collect their urine and sell it, you know, because they, anything, get money. But if you were so poor, you didn't even have the urn to keep your pee in. That was so poor, you don't have the pot to piss in.
I see. That's where that came from.
That's where it came from.
Well, why would the people sell? Why would people buy somebody else's urine?
I want to for leather production and everything.
For leather, they would use it to tan leather or to
process the leather. Yeah.
I'll be darned. Denise, did you know today that there's big companies that go around to all these porta potties, and they buy this urine, and they refine it and they use it for face creams.
Yes, cosmetics. And so when I tell people that, I said, "You don't believe me? Just look on your moisturizer or something and look for uric acid. It's right there."
Or urea, right? Urea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Urea.
Urea, right. That's funny, isn't it? So you remember years ago when you were a little one, they'd sell their urine to the leather people.
No, that was a little bit before my time.
Oh, was it? Okay.
maybe 500 years ago.
Oh, 500 years ago. I see. But that thing about not a pot to pee in, that's really interesting where that came from. They were so poor. They didn't even have the pot to collect their urine. Interesting. So tell me about you, dear. What's going on? You still hanging out in your little place up there? Are we going to break you out of there someday?
Well, I hope so. My health is really improving. And since I became 65, then now I'm on Medicare, and I'm going to get a little more therapy. Start standing up in a standing frame and stuff like that. And my new thing is I've got a friend who she sells plasma technology, you know, Myron Kesh. And
yeah.
He sent me some pads to treat my water with and stuff. Oh, my God.
Really?
That is some amazing stuff. And he even sent me some pads to for good emotions. And, man, that keeps my AIDS, my workers here real happy. I just spray that in the air, and it really works.
That's funny. You know, Denise, once you get standing up, let us know once you get ready, and we'll sell you one of our rebounders at our cost and with a handle. And you could step on that little guy, you know, and hold on the handle and just do the health bounce where you don't even leave the mat. And just kind of bounce up and down, and boy, that'll move that lymph system. And I think that would be a huge thing for you to get that moving.
But it really does bother me that I don't get the lymph circulation. You know,
right. Yeah, that's going to help a lot. So you just let me know, and we'll work that out and get you one at our cost.
Now, Patrick, I need to ask you.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, you sent me the use of that. That vibrancy, I don't need it anymore. I've got the good use and on to other stuff. So I will send that back to you.
Well, let's do this. Why don't you pass it along to somebody that might use it?
Okay.
How about
pay
that?
Pay it forward.
What's that?
Pay it forward.
Pay
yeah,
it forward.
I'll do that.
That's right. Just pay it on somebody. give it, pass it on to somebody that really wants to use it. I mean, it's a nice unit. I think it cost at the time a couple thousand bucks, so it's a good unit.
Well, I know it is, and I've gotten a good amount of it, and I don't know, because I just joined up with the show, I don't know if you talked about any politics or things like that, but I just want to let you know that my information is that the restoration of the Republic is happening right now, and just look for some things are snowballing. The first thing was Harvey Weinstein. And there's more and more and more and more. It's coming cascading. And my information from Fulford is that the reason that Trump is out of the country is for protection, because this takedown is escalating. And so he's totally protected and out of the country to keep him safe. So well, it's going to be very interesting the next couple of weeks. I mean, this is on a spot now.
Well, I've certainly read about that. I'm not sure if I agree with the, if the boys are ever going to lose control of this thing, but I hope you're right.
I hope I am too, but I'm just saying, it is, we are, I say that what we're in right now, this is the real revolution, because 1776, that was already out the window by 1781, because the oligarchs were already injecting themselves into our government. But I say, if we can pull this off, this is the real revolution to bring real freedom to this country. And it's happening all over the world, too.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Okay.
Thanks, sweetie. Thanks a lot. Glad you're doing good. Let us know if we can help with anything. What Denise is talking about, there's been people around the interweb talking about the good guys out there have been working on installing the Republic back and taking away the control of the boys of this government and taking us back to operating like a republic is what the government is. The United States, it's not a democracy, it's a republic. A republic, which is different from a democracy. The politicians want you to believe that we're in a democracy, and they say that, and they use it all the time, but it's really a lie. Whoops, I'm really shocked at that. A republic is where everybody gets freedom, and you can't get your freedom taken away by somebody just because the majority says you can't do something. And that's a democracy. Majority rules. The classic democracy, of course, is two wolves and a chicken, and they all vote on what's for dinner. That's a democracy. You know what happens to the chicken. In a republic, the chicken says, let's have whatever, broccoli, and that's it. He gets to not get eaten because it's Republican. The chicken retains his own rights. So the meme out there is that a lot of good guys in the military and a lot of good dudes have been wanting to arrest a lot of the bad guys who are controlling the president and stuff like that, deep state and all that, and to reinstall the republic. Like I told Denise, if I had to bet on it, I don't think it's going to happen, only because of my understanding how this thing works. And I don't think they're going to ever lose control like that. But you never know. I mean, it could be a new day. We are in a golden age, so you never know. I'm into it. But but as soul, you are free, and you have all the rights that, and you don't. You can just really just do. That's the way to realize it. And as soul, you are free. Nobody can hurt you. Nobody can hurt you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Urine was used widely, used by to dye clothes yellow. I should have started up. So some cheesemakers flavored their cheese with their own pee. Really good for them. Ancient Romans whitened their teeth with urine. I'll be done. And Madonna peed on her athlete's foot to cure it. Well, if Madonna did it, then I'm in. That's from Adam Bergstrom. That's great. I put the pee on my face all the time. It's really, really, really good for your skin. People are always commenting how nice my skin looks, and it's one of the reasons. Pee. Pee-pee. Pee-pee. Why pay for urea? You have your own. All right, we got some good people lined up. We're going to have a fellow on, I think, Tuesday. He's into dry fasting and some really fun, cool things that I think you're going to like. So he's going to be on. Patrick, I heard your show with Andy on Wednesday. It was really interesting that it sounds like you're trying to make the case with Andy that this Bitcoin thing is could survive, but so did he convince you that it was going to... Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Andy's a lot smarter than I am with these kind of things, but I don't know. It'll be real curious to see if this whole crypto thing survives. I don't know. You know, I just don't know. It's an unknown to me. I don't own any Bitcoins, but I know people that do, and they're about $7,000 of Bitcoin right now. Of course, you can buy a fraction, so you can invest $100 if you want and get a 0.00000005 Bitcoins. So it's going to be a fascinating thing to watch and just to see if the boys are going to allow it. I think a great story would be, a great screenplay would be just have it all be started by the CIA and then they just all shut it down someday. They just crash it all and steal everybody's money and nobody knows. But they really can't steal everybody's money, and that's one of the beautiful things of it is that people get their own little wallets, and these wallets are off the internet. They're off the internet. So even if somebody, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, just logically, even if somebody would come in and bomb the whole thing, people with any sense at all, and that's most people in this, they don't have, they're storing their Bitcoins in a crypto form off the internet, so people couldn't steal them. And the geeks, you know, I mean, you'd have to bomb the whole infrastructure, but it's on thousands of computers. I don't think they can close it down. Andy's contention was something very basic, and his contention why he is not really bullish on it is that from the beginning, Bitcoin said that they were only going to have 21 million Bitcoins, right? And the geeks, the Bitcoinian guys, the crypto geeks, they claim that that's ever going to be and that they can never raise the amount of Bitcoins unless you have thousands, tens of thousands of people all agreeing because they all got a piece of this whole code. And one guy just can't do it. And but Andy was saying that there's this 51% thing that the people that are mining Bitcoins, once they get 51%, that they could wrestle control of it. And that's what he's concerned about because he's never seen anything in planet Earth where in history of planet Earth where they had something, and if they could increase the amount of it to sell more, that they didn't. And he's true. He's right. I mean, they've never done that. That's the beautiful thing about gold and silver coins is real American money is you can't make any more of them. There was only so many 1924 St. Gaudens made that year, and that was it. And you just can't make any more. So that's one of his real reasons why we like numismatic coins. But they've done it since the beginning of time where people have put gold in the bank and then they issued bank receipts, right? And that's how checks started. They would issue a bank receipt. Patrick has $2,000 worth of gold, right, in 1850 or whatever. And then I would spend those little receipts and say, well, I'm going to give you, and that's the whole idea. And then, of course, what happened was is then the bankers started to write more receipts and more stuff and more paper on not as much gold, and then let the games begin. In human nature, they do that thing, you know. Jeffrey says veterans need to tell who controls the gov. Veterans? Well, I'm a veteran. I don't know. I mean, we have an idea. Oh, I see. You mean the people in the military? Yeah, I don't know. I frankly, with my research and people that I've met at high up levels, that they've said that to become the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the different services, that you have to be a compromise if they don't even let you in. In other words, you got to join the club and do the secret handshake and agree to this and that. And then they advise the president, and then the president does whatever they tell him to do. Oh, there's terrorists? Okay, let's go bomb them. Because presidents listen to the generals. Donald Trump certainly does. And the president met with the old Putin in Vietnam today. Good for him. Politics. Wacko, isn't it? Wow, check this out. Gold futures tumbled today on massive volume is over $4 billion. $4 billion in notional gold was purged instantaneously. Over 30,000 contracts ripped through gold futures. $4 billion in the space of a minute. Wow. See, wow, it's amazing how people... they can control this thing, boy. They just, man. $4 billion in contracts were sold. Gold dropped $10. Find out who does all that. And Andy said it's the plunge protection team, the boys, and Soros, these kind of people. Yeah, man, I tell you what. Oh. So you're awfully quiet here this morning. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So I'm pretty excited about this whole total mouthcare system. What's kind of exciting to me is not only, of course, all the little gaps are going to eventually just kind of grow tight. They're going to be all zeros. Boom, no more little, even little spaces. So the bacteria got nowhere to go. But what's cool is when you look at these bacteria that this DNA test found in my test 3 months ago, these are really guys that you don't even want to think about. I mean, you can Google their names and like, whoa, they're involved with all kinds of different weird things. You know, the most famous one, of course, is heart disease, where we've known for a long time that these rogue bacteria, when they get out of control because of a disruptive microbiome, that they get in the arteries and they, you know, they just make things wonky and can cause inflammation and can cause a classic atherosclerosis. I mean, that you know, that model's been out there forever. And so you might want to consider it. You can look it on Dr. Ellie's website, drellie.com, or show pages. We have links, and you can get this DNA test if you want to do it. And take the test, spit in the thing, send it back, see what you got going on. If you got a lot of stuff, do her program. It's really inexpensive. You can get the all ingredients at your local Walgreens or someplace. The closest act cavity thing, Listerine, and Closest, and Xylitol. And get rid of these guys. Your pockets will start to heal up, your gum disease. I got to warn you, though. This is a warning. When you wake up in the morning, your breath is going to be fresh as sunshine, just like you just brush your teeth and everything. And you know what will happen when, yeah. Well, the birth rate needs to go up anyway, so maybe that's a good thing. Previously with Stephen Huer, and why the uniqueness of One World Way delivers exceptional benefits.
A non-denatured, truly pure, truly raw whey protein will only help to raise glutathione. And when you raise glutathione, you have to remember every cell of the body, your pancreas, your liver, brain, all are dependent upon 10% of the protein content in every cell being glutathione, and makes that cell detoxify itself of heavy metals, chemicals, and whatever drugs. And then that makes the cell healthy. And one of the reasons that you have chronic disease is because the cells of the different organs and bodies are producing too little glutathione. They're succumbing to the free radicals. They're succumbing to the toxins, damaging the function of that organ. And that's one of the reasons why One World Way is so profoundly therapeutically powerful, because every cell and every organ depends upon high levels of glutathione. And this is the number one food to fuel it over long periods of time, is glutathione production.
One World Way offers four very, very good tasting flavors: chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and unsweetened, unflavored. Click and order One World Way right now on OneRadioNetwork.com. I conjecture my opinion that if you try some of this fresh aloe, try two 58-ounce containers. You also get a free tube of the Youthderm Aloe Cream. And you start drinking this, you know, 2 or 3, 4 ounces every day. You go through a couple half gallons. I predict you'll get more. I got my two newest containers yesterday. I think this is what, 9, 10, 11, 12. My 13th and 14th half gallon. Could you believe I've gone through 12 half gallons of aloe over the last 2 or 3 months? That's a lot. But it's got so many good things going on. Minerals, ormus gold, soothing things for the stomach, a lot of beautiful anti-aging, pro-youthing, immune system benefits. I think it's just helping the whole gut just to reset, reboot, revitalize, balance out the acid things. If you got acid reflux or heartburn, it's been a big help in getting my stomach back in shape. Tummy, colon feels great. If you're at all a little bit slow moving with your elimination, I think this is one of the best ways to get that moving again. It's a great product. It's a totally pure, clean, organic, of course, and it's called Stockton Aloe. You can see it on the front page of One Radio Network. There's a long horizontal ad. Click on that one. It'll take you right to the link where the minimum is two packs. So you get 2 58-ounces. That's almost a half gallon, isn't it? What's a half gallon? 64. And then the aloe cream free. And it'll come in. It'll mostly be frozen. You pour off what you want to a glass, pour it off, and then put the rest in the freezer, and then as you need it, you just thaw it out and pour it into a glass, and you don't want to let it sit there very long, 2 or 3, 4 days, because there's nothing in there except the aloe, and I don't think it'll get terrible and hurt you, but it's really better, and boy, it's really bitter and pure and fresh, and put on your skin, you put on your hair. It's just soothes and cools everything. Stockton Aloe One. Wow. If you want to play around with some essential oils, Living Libations. By the way, our new book, Renegade Beauty, is out. If you want to get that, you can go to our website, click on it, and take her to our website. But she's got so many beautiful things here. Man, this thing looks great. Here's a rose quartz roller. A beauty secret originates from the 7th century China. It's cooler and quicker than cucumber slices. Quartz roller reduces the appearance of redness, calms puffiness, and energizes the skin. This facial roller into your beauty care is simply luxurious way to massage serums into the face and neck. The gorgeous gemstone massage tool. Wow. I want one of these, man. This is great. We have access to all this stuff. It's like crazy. Amazing. I want one. Maybe somebody will buy me one for my birthday. Doodle will buy me one. These are the kind of things you'll find on there. Quartz roller in a bamboo bag. Take care of yourself. Looks sparkly. Essential oils, creams. She's got some beautiful face creams. And so many different products. Wow. It's Living Libations. If you want to look into some things, feeling like spending a few bucks this holiday season and get some different... presents for people or for yourself. Yeah, man. Incredible quality, and her ingredients are just great, you know. She didn't fool around with any anymore. Totally orgasmic. Just amazing. Just, you look at all the ingredients and you go, man, I want this. She's got things for, if you got any cellulite or crinkles in your face, or just, it's Living Libations on the front page of One Radio Network, right on our website.